And when Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God, walk before me, and be thou perfect. And God Almighty bless thee, and make thee fruitful, and multiply thee, that thou mayest be a multitude of people. And God said unto him, I am God Almighty, be fruitful, and multiply. A nation and a company of nations shall be of thee, and kings shall come out of thy loins. And God Almighty give you mercy before the man, that he may send away your other brother and Benjamin. If I be bereaved of my children, I am bereaved. And Jacob said unto Joseph, God Almighty appeared unto me at Luz in the land of Canaan, and blessed me, and even by the God of thy father, who shall help thee, and by the Almighty, who shall bless thee with blessings of heaven above, blessings of the deep that lieth under, blessings of the breasts and of the womb. And I appeared unto Abraham, unto Isaac, and unto Jacob by the name of God Almighty. But by my name Jehovah was I not known to them. He hath said, which heard the words of God, which saw the vision of the Almighty, falling into a trance, but having his eyes open. He hath said, which heard the words of God, and knew the knowledge of the Most High, which saw the vision of the Almighty, falling into a trance, but having his eyes open. And she said unto them, Call me not Naomi, call me Mara, for the Almighty hath dealt very bitterly with me. I went out full, and the Lord hath brought me home again empty. Why then call ye me Naomi, seeing the Lord hath testified against me, and the Almighty hath afflicted me? Behold, happy is the man whom God correcteth. Therefore despise not thou the chastening of the Almighty, for the arrows of the Almighty are within me, the poison whereof drinketh up my spirit. The terrors of God do set themselves in array against me. To him that is afflicted pity should be showed from his friend, but he forsaketh the fear of the Almighty. Doth God pervert judgment, or doth the Almighty pervert justice? If thou wouldest seek unto God betimes, and make thy supplication to the Almighty, canst thou by searching find out God? Canst thou find out the Almighty unto perfection? Surely I would speak to the Almighty, and I desire to reason with God. For he stretcheth out his hand against God, and strengtheneth himself against the Almighty. What is the Almighty, that we should serve him? And what profit should we have, if we pray unto him? His eyes shall see his destruction, and he shall drink of the wrath of the Almighty. Is it any pleasure to the Almighty that thou art righteous? Or is it gain to him that thou makest thy ways perfect? Which said unto God, Depart from us. And what can the Almighty do for them? If thou return to the Almighty, thou shalt be built up. Thou shalt put away iniquity far from thy tabernacles. Yea, the Almighty shall be thy defense, and thou shalt have plenty of silver. For then shalt thou have thy delight in the Almighty, and shalt lift up thy face unto God. For God maketh my heart soft, and the Almighty troubleth me. Why, seeing times are not hidden from the Almighty, do they that know him not see his days? As God liveth, who hath taken away my judgment? And the Almighty, who hath vexed my soul? Will he delight himself in the Almighty? Will he always call upon God? I will teach you by the hand of God. That which is with the Almighty will I not conceal. This is the portion of a wicked man with God, and the heritage of oppressors, which they shall receive of the Almighty. When the Almighty was yet with me, when my children were about me. For what portion of God is there from above? And what inheritance of the Almighty from on high? Oh, that one would hear me. Behold, my desire is that the Almighty would answer me, and that mine adversary had written a book. But there is a spirit in man, and the inspiration of the Almighty giveth them understanding. The Spirit of God hath made me, and the breath of the Almighty hath given me life. Therefore hearken unto me, ye men of understanding. Far be it from God that he should do wickedness, and from the Almighty that he should commit iniquity. Yea, surely God will not do wickedly, neither will the Almighty pervert judgment. Surely God will not hear vanity, neither will the Almighty regard it. Touching the Almighty, we cannot find him out. He is excellent in power and in judgment and in plenty of justice. He will not afflict. Shall he that contendeth with the Almighty instruct him? He that reproveth God, let him answer it. When the Almighty scattered kings in it, it was white as snow in Salmon. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Howl ye, for the day of the Lord is at hand. It shall come as a destruction from the Almighty. And when they went, I heard the noise of their wings, like the noise of great waters, as the voice of the Almighty, the voice of speech, as the noise of an host. When they stood, they let down their wings. And the sound of the cherubim's wings was heard even to the outer court, as the voice of the Almighty God when he speaketh. Alas for the day of the Lord is at hand, and as a destruction from the Almighty shall it come, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is, and which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. Calf. And the third beast had a face as a man, and the fourth beast was like a flying eagle. And the four beasts had each of them six wings about him, and they were full of eyes within, and they rest not day and night, saying, Ho! Sounded. And there were great voices in heaven, saying, The kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign for ever and ever. Revelation chapter 15. And I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels having the seven last plagues, for in them is filled up the wrath of God. And a second angel poured out his vial upon the sea, and it became as the blood of a dead man, and every living soul in his kingdom was full of darkness, and they gnawed their tongues for pain, and blasphemed the God of heaven because of their pains and their sores, and repented not of their deeds. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And I saw heaven opened, and behold a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and his city was pure gold like unto clear glass. And the foundations of the wall of the city were garnished.